Light 104.7 and 1570 AM. WVTL.
We're joined by Angelo Santa Barbara from Rotterdam. He's running for State Assembly. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show. It's great to be on your show.
Angelo Santa Barbara, lifelong resident of Schenectady County. He is opposing incumbent Republican George Amador. Serves in the Schenectady County Legislature, represents a district that includes Rotterdam, Duanesburg, and Princetown. And in fact, both candidates in this race aren't quote unquote lawyers, as many people are who run for public office. What's your occupation?
I'm a professional engineer.
Wow.
And I work in the civil field. I work on things like highways and land development projects, infrastructure, those type of things.
And if elected, would you continue to do that?
If elected, I plan on focusing on this job 100% on my elected position. I believe it's a job that requires 100% attention. Should not be treated as a part-time job. Should be treated as a full-time job. And I know a lot of people do that job and work other jobs, but our state government has a lot of problems that need to be solved, need to be worked on, and they deserve a representative that works on it 100% of the time.
Seems to me, I mean, the last person that tried to unseat George Amador, I think it was Mark Blanchfield, got into trouble with the ads that faulted the incumbent for the fact that he still works at his family business, Amador Homes. I mean, are you saying that too? But what do you think of that? That he's still obviously working with his family company.
Well, that's his choice. I can tell you that I'm a person, I'm a hands-on person. I'm a first-generation Italian American here. I know how to work very hard. I know how to focus on the job at hand. And I'm running for office because I want to make some changes in Albany. I want to fight for our working families. And I think that's a full-time job.
Now, let me ask you about your platform. I wrote down maybe 3 points from your website. Reform state government, cap property taxes, do something about the culture of spending.
Yes, that's correct. Well, a lot of people talk about putting a tax cap on, imposing a tax cap, but that just ensures that our taxes are going to go up a certain amount every year. Really, the spending is the problem. We got to figure out how to control spending and not look for ways to limit how much taxes are increased, but actually try and do some tax cuts. And again, it's something that needs to be worked on, that needs some full-time attention to make sure that the people right now are at their limit. They've paid taxes, have been going up, and they've paid enough taxes, and they're looking for people to solve some problems and make some changes so that we can actually start giving them some tax relief.
But again, I copied it out from the website. Are you in favor of a cap on property taxes or not?
Yeah, I would certainly support a property tax cap, but like I said, alone, it's not enough. I mean, we need to also cap state spending and try and get to the point where we can reduce taxes.
Also, in this campaign, and this is kind of political, and I'd sort of lost track of this. I didn't see a lot of coverage of it after a point. I mean, there was some coverage at the beginning. You wanted to run on a separate ballot line, Change Albany Now. Mr. Amador opposed that. I believe went to court to oppose it, but you prevailed in court, although he still claims that your signatures weren't good. Is that what has happened? You will have that extra line?
Yes. So what we did is we went out and we decided to form an independent line to send state government a message this year, a message of that people are not happy and they want change. That line, called Change Albany Now, will be on the ballot in November. And that line's really not... It's not about me. It's about people having another option in November, another choice on the ballot line. Now, Mr. Amador decided to, oppose that and take me to court to try and get me thrown off, trying to get that line thrown off the ballot in November. Again, that's his choice. If that's how he wants to run the campaign on his side, that's fine. But we had the truth on our side, and we prevailed, and the courts determined that there was no wrongdoing whatsoever. If Mr. Amador is still insisting so, then he, I guess, what the Supreme Court decision of Albany County doesn't mean that much to him.
So anyway, you will be on the Change Albany Now line in addition to the Democratic line.
Yes, that's right. And I'll be on the Change Albany Now line, the Working Families line, and the Democratic line.
Now, just before we went to the news at 9 o'clock, we had a caller, and we sometimes record calls, and this is rather short, and I believe you'll hear this as I play it. Gentleman, you know, critical caller, in all honesty, so get ready, but, you know, very, it seems to me, politely, asking you two questions. Good morning, WVTL.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good.
Hey, listen, another question for Mr. Santa Barbara, if you got another one in you.
Okay.
Would you just ask him, if he is elected to the Assembly, okay, would he vote for Sheldon Silver as his leader? Real simple question.
All right.
And plus the reason why he flip-flopped.
You mean from he was a Republican and now he's a Democrat?
Yes.
All right.
I would like to have him answer those two questions sincerely, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go back to Angelo Santa Barbara. Did you hear the gentleman?
Yes, I did. And I'm going to answer that question very simply. I'm running for the 105th Assembly District to represent the people of the 105th, and I'm going to do, if elected, I'm going to do whatever is in their best interest. And if that, whatever that means as far as voting, I'm going to make sure that it benefits the people of upstate New York in the 105th District.
You mean you think it benefits the district to have Sheldon Silver as leader, you would vote for him?
If I think it benefits them, I will. If I think it doesn't, I'm not going to. I mean, it's just that simple. I'm there to do the people's work, and I'm a person that's involved in the community. I've been all the way as far as St. Johnsville, all the way to Schenectady. I've been around in the area. I'm going to continue to be involved in the community, and I make it my job as an elected official to know what my constituents are looking for. The job is not about me. It's about people. It's about people, and you have to understand what they want and what what they put you there for, and that's how you decide which way you're going to vote on things.
Mm-hmm. And the other question, apparently, is that so? I mean, you once were in a Republican and became a Democrat, and why did you switch, if that's so?
Well, I've worked very well with both sides, and it's not about political parties for me. I've always crossed party lines to get things done for people. And that's the bottom line. This is not about political parties. It's about this. That's how we got in trouble in the first place in our state government. This is about doing work for the people. It's not about politics. I'm a person that's been involved with people. I've always been involved in the community. I'm always around with the community. I've always been about the people, and I want to put myself in the best position to do the most I can for the people I represent.
Huh. I guess I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be offensive, but I just want to pursue it. But you did at one point a change from being were you a Republican and then became a Democrat?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. When I started out, I was, and again, I've worked very well with the majority here in Schenectady County. We've been able to do a lot of good things in Schenectady County, and I look to continue that in my work at the state level.
I mean, when did you become a Democrat?
Late last year.
Huh. Was it with the idea of running for this office?
No, that had nothing to do. That had nothing to do with running for this office.
I mean, and again, my understanding, yes, the Democrats are in control in the Schenectady County Legislature where you serve. Is that also maybe? I mean, that you'd then be in the majority.
No. Again, it's about it was about working with people and putting myself in the best position to do the most I can for the people I represent. I've worked well with, I took office and I was elected to the county legislature in 2007. I've always worked well with the Democratic majority here in Schenectady County, and we've been able to do a lot of good things, pass legislation, and do good things for the people here.
Okay. Angelo Santa Barbara with us, a Democratic candidate also on the Change Albany Now line and the Working Families Party line, running for state assembly. So really, your political career hasn't been that long. I mean, you are portraying yourself, are you not, or you're saying that that you represent change as opposed to the incumbent who, when he was elected, had never been in an elected office?
No, I'm running as a fresh face for our state government. I think that, our working families are not being represented in our state government. I think people are not fighting for working families. I work a job every day. I go through the same struggles that a lot of working families do. I experience it firsthand, and I think that that's what's missing up in our state government. That people that are representing us do not go through these same struggles. So it's hard for them to understand what people are actually going through. I think I can represent the 105th very well, because I'm one of those working families. It's just that simple.
Hmm. Now, it is, they say, very difficult to unseat an incumbent in any election, and particularly in New York State. I guess I'm curious, why would, I mean, you have been talking to this, I suppose, and I'm just giving you an opportunity to restate your points, but, I mean, why would you, you know, you're a professional engineer, it says here and there stuff about your bio, you also have a little cheese company on the side, I mean, why would you want to get involved in politics?
I out of high school, I served in the Army. I worked my way through school. I became a professional engineer. I've been doing that for, I've been in that field for about 15 years now. And, I've always been a community person. I like people. I enjoy talking to people. The engineering side of me, I like to solve problems. So that's what I do, for a living right now. Engineers look at problems and find the best way to come up with solutions, and I enjoy being involved in the community and making a difference, making an impact. My parents came to this country years ago for opportunities. They came here because they wanted their kids to have a better life, and they sacrificed to come here. And they were happy to be here, and my parents think it's the greatest country in the world, and it is. And now I have kids of my own, and we came here to be together like many other families. Like many other families in this entire area, we came here to be together. And what we don't want to happen is that, hey, maybe my kids grow up and other people's kids grow up and they have to move away or have to find a job somewhere else and they can't be together anymore. Those opportunities are why people came here, and that's what we need to be fighting for in our state government, and we're not doing that. And I'm running for office to do just that.
Well, Angelo Santa Barbara, thank you very much for joining us today. You have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you. It was great to be on the show. Thank you.
Take care. Angelo Santa Barbara from Rotterdam, running for state assembly.